For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Following on the heels of the recent appearance before the U.S. Supreme Court by Diane Monson and Angel Raich regarding medical marijuana, this is Rob Campia of the Marijuana Policy Project on C-SPAN.
Taxing sales. What do you think about that?
It's a good idea. For medical marijuana, we don't engage in promoting the taxation of it. Other medicines in our society are not taxed. Marijuana shouldn't be either. However, if you're talking about the non-medical use of marijuana and you're talking about regulating it, similarly to alcohol, for instance, then we do propose a tax for that. And in fact, in Nevada, we just submitted signatures to put a question on the 2006 ballot. And in that initiative, we explicitly lay out the taxes that we would attach to the sale and use of marijuana for adults 21 and older who are engaged in the non-medical use of marijuana.
Moving on to Sholau, Arizona. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I suffer from hepatitis C and cirrhosis of the liver. I'm 55 years old. I've been through all the medical drugs and so forth. All my doctors that I've had so far, you know, have told me that marijuana would be definitely an asset for me. I have to go out and buy it illegally, which I despise doing. I'd like to have Mr. Evans come and stay in the homes of people like myself who suffer. I'd like for you, sir, to sit with me at night and sit with me in the morning, Mr. Evans. I understand and I agree with you on your school zoning for children. But believe me, sir, you ain't going to stop this drug. I need this drug, and my doctors tell me I need this drug. I'm tired of taking the pharmaceuticals. I'm tired of living the life I'm living. I want to live the quality of life that I had left, which is only a few more years. I want to live the life I want to live. My family and my friends all agree when I smoke marijuana, I'm in a better frame of mind than I am when I'm taking them lousy, stinking drugs that are made by these pharmaceuticals. The government needs to get off my back and off the back of the people who are dying.
Is there any scientific evidence?
Yeah, there's been a few dozen studies that were approved by the FDA back in the late 70s and early 80s. And those looked at the medical uses of marijuana to treat the spasticity and pain associated with multiple sclerosis, in reducing the intraocular eye pressure associated with glaucoma. Marijuana was used in these studies also to reduce the nausea and the pain and the vomiting associated with cancer chemotherapy. And now there's studies going on in California that are looking at the question of whether it reduces neuropathic pain. These are FDA-approved studies. They use real marijuana. They were on human subjects, and there are journal articles published.
If you're part of the new silent majority, the 75 to 80% who think medical marijuana is a good idea, I urge you to visit the Marijuana Policy Project website, mpp.org. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.